Rick Kelly started making wooden instruments when he was a teenager, but he didn't start turning timber used in old hotels, bars, and churches into guitars until 10 years ago, when film director Jim Jarmusch offered him wood from his loft ceiling.
He happened to be a customer in the shop, and I got to know him a little bit, and he offered me the wood. So I said, sure, you know, so he sent the guys, the workers, over with a truckload of it, and started doing it that way. That was the first load I got, was out of Jim's loft.
A lot of that wood is more than 100 years old. It's the 19th century white pine timber from upstate New York that formed New York City's homes and buildings.
And it's sort of this alchemy that happens, especially in the roof area, where it gets over 100 degrees at night and then cool. Hot during the day and cool at night. It goes through this change that sort of makes the wood really resonant, because the resins in the wood crystallize and open up the pores for vibration.
The 64-year-old master luthier shops for wood all over the city. He found his latest guitar-quality wood in a dumpster, planks and beams from a Serbian Orthodox church that burned down earlier this year. In his store, he keeps careful track of his collection, noting on each piece of wood the building it once was part of. Often, his clients request a certain type of wood. Bob Dylan, for example, wanted his guitar made out of wood from Chumley's, a historic New York bar that is currently undergoing extensive renovation. Whether famous musicians or average players, Kelly's clients are willing to pay over $2,000 for a guitar because they appreciate the authenticity of the instruments.
What these timbers have seen, they were here when George Washington was walking around, you know, these trees, and what those trees saw, and what they saw as a, becoming a fancy hotel in the 1800s into a flop house during the Depression, and then a condo, you know, in the recent years, it's turned into some fancy condo. So, yeah, they've gone through a lot of changes, all the buildings have, and what this wood sees is pretty amazing, I'm sure.
When I first heard about it, it was the whole thing, really, you know, that caught my attention. And then when I saw Rick talk about it so passionately, it you know, took it even to another level.
Rick Kelly's guitars are more than one-of-a-kind, beautifully carved instruments. They offer his clients something priceless, a piece of New York City's history. For writer Faiza El-Masri, I'm Faith Lapidus, VOA News.